This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to the welfare of the poor. As the entire government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasised the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and health care. Union Minister Jitendra Singh today described the journey of 11 years of the Modi government as one of the bold decisions, futuristic reforms and transformative governance. In an interview, Dr. Singh asserted that these years have redefined the country's development narrative and restored public faith in the system. Dr. Singh said the past decade has seen the government setting new benchmarks in decision-making by prioritizing long-term national interest. He added that the rollout of GST, the push for Digital India, the opening up of strategic sectors like space and atomic energy to private players, each initiative has been driven by the vision of a self-reliant and globally competitive India. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister on World Environment Day today called upon the citizens to strengthen their resolve and reaffirm their commitment to protecting the planet. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized the power of collective action that can lead to a greener earth for future generations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted the link between planetary health and all living beings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video message praising grassroots efforts to make the environment greener and more sustainable.
Prakruti rakshati rakshita, arthat jo prakruti ki raksha karte hain, prakruti unki raksha karti hai.
Paryavaran mein santulan, ye hamari puratan parampara ka ek ahem hissa hai. Hamare yahan kaha gaya hai, yat pinde tat brahmand, yani jo pind yani jeev mein hai, wahi brahmand mein hai.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the direct train between Jammu and Srinagar will run in September after work on Jammu Railway Station is completed. He said that work on Jammu Railway Station is going on and is expected to be completed by September. The minister visited Jammu Railway Station where he inspected the ongoing development works. His visit comes as part of the preparations for the launch of a much-anticipated train service to Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is all set to flag off Vande Bharat trains tomorrow at Katra. Mr. Vaishnav said the Prime Minister will also inaugurate Chenab and Anji bridges.
Chenab ka bridge bahut bada ek technical marvel hai. Isko banane mein kai tarah ki challenges ko face karke banaya gaya. Iske technical parameters ko agar dekhen to is bridge ka design 260 km prati ghanta wind speed aur zone 5 seismic zone ke hisab se uska design hai. यानी एक बहुत ही कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोसेस से इसका डिजाइन किया गया है इसकी फाउंडेशन फुटबॉल फील्ड के आधे के बराबर है 30,000 टन स्टील लगाए
एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर डॉ एस जयशंकर टुडे मेट डेप्यूटी प्राइम मिनिस्टर एंड मिनिस्टर ऑफ फॉरेन अफेयर्स ऑफ कजाकिस्तान मुरत नथलियव इन न्यू दिल्ली During the meeting, Dr. Jayshankar signed a program of cooperation for strengthening India-Kazakhstan ties. He also discussed facets of strategic partnership between both the countries, focusing on political, trade, investment and energy cooperation. Dr. Jayshankar also spoke about widening connectivity with the Central Asia region. Meanwhile, India and Kyrgyzstan today signed the protocol and exchanged instrument of ratification of the Bilateral Investment Treaty, BIT. The BIT was signed in the presence of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Foreign Affairs Minister of Kyrgyzstan, Zinbek Kulugheb, in New Delhi. In flood-affected Sikkim, evacuation of stranded tourists from Shatin has been stalled due to bad weather. The rescue operation had commenced this morning, with two Mi-17 helicopters successfully completing two sorties so far to airlift 63 evacuees out of 109 stranded tourists to Pakyong Greenfield Airport from Shatin. And that is the end of this news bulletin.